This is Nancy Perez, your co-host. This is Life Cope, LLC. We're a self-help podcast out of Colorado Springs, Colorado. As always, you can visit our website, lifecopeapp.com, or you can search us on social media, Facebook and Instagram, Life Cope, LLC. As always, I am not a licensed therapist or psychologist. I am simply someone that gets on here and gives you their opinion on a variety of different subjects and personal accounts on a variety of different subjects. All right, so sorry I didn't have an episode for you guys last week. I've been crazy busy. It's been emotionally busy too, in the sense that the holidays have brought upon, you know, the gloom, the weather changes, the time has changed, it's dark out. There's just like a variety of things happening right now that are just affecting me. But here we are, pushing, kicking through, making things happen. You know, I took several days of a hiatus just between me and my bed, and now I feel like, okay, I'm feeling a little normal. So today's episode is dealing with a little bit of that, but more so with letting go of the baggage of the year, letting go with all the things that didn't go right, all the things that brought you stress and anxiety, and sort of cleaning the slate. And I'm not talking about these outdated New Year's resolutions, none of that shit. Let's get real. Like, most people don't keep up with that. And I keep preaching to you guys about lifestyle changes and little incremental things that will make sure that, like, your life changes, not just for the moment, but forever, right? And as I embarked in this sort of journey of seasonal depression, if you want to call it that, because a variety of things definitely onsetted, but it was like the weather was messing with me hardcore. I'm such a sun person, so if it's sunny and I can't be out, like, just in the sun, it really affects my mood. So it's definitely seasonal because of the weather. It's darker sooner, but man, the year's coming to an end, and I got to thinking, and I, like, started reliving moments again, and I started reminiscing about lost opportunities, and it inspired me to want to do this episode today, where it's like, enough. Not only do I need to get out of it, but I know there's a lot of you out there that are dealing with the same thing. Just feeling unfulfilled. It's the end of the year. You don't want to end your year on that note. I want to reflect on the positive things that have happened this year. I want to reflect on what did go right. But in order to heal, you must dwell on what didn't go right, what went wrong. So I had to do that. I got my notebook and paper, my notebook and pen out. And I got to writing, and it was very uplifting, and it was very, powerful. I looked at a lot of photos and videos, and letting go of baggage is very difficult. Like, especially when you're actively aware that that's what your goal is. It's hard because, you're reliving it, you know, you're reliving those bad moments, but those nasty, bad feelings that it brings, if you can relive them and let go of them, then that's the last time that that's going to haunt you. That's the last time that that's going to affect you. That's the last time that you will feel like you are missing out on something, you know, like you will feel like there's still something left on the table, you know, that you've forgotten, because you're just gonna throw the whole damn table away, you know, throw the whole bag away. Let go of the baggage of the year. Man, this year was different for me. Because last year was fun and just like silly and, you know, all that. And this year, you know, I wanted to rethink about, and I mean silly in the sense of like going out a lot and making silly decisions and just sort of being like 21 at 20, you know, being 21 at 28, if you want to call it that, just acting like a irresponsible person, doing and trying things that I never had tried before. So last year, the end of last year, I was feeling like empowered and amazing and just like so powerful because I had done all these crazy things that I'd always dreamed of doing. But the beginning of this year, I went to Vegas at the beginning of the year, and at the end of January, and that was like my last big crazy thing I had planned, from the year before, from 2017. And after that, I was sort of lost because I didn't have anything else planned. I didn't have any other set things. I mean, I knew my best friend was getting married and there was going to be things with that, but I was sort of like, okay, what do I do now? You know, and especially when it came to my love life, I didn't know if I wanted to continue to like just casually see people or if I wanted to attempt to have, you know, a partner. So it was very weird. So there was a lot of like finding myself and finding what I wanted, and that was like my beginning of the year. So I already like it set the tone for 2018 being a year of discovery for me, being a year of growth for me. So reflect on that, you guys. I mean, like, you know, I've been on a journey. I've been telling you about all these things that I've been doing actively, all these therapy sessions, all of these, you know, like the thoughts of weight loss surgery and all these crazy things. Like, those were years before, you know, and like, this is the first year that I had new goals, that I had new mindset, that I had changed of ideals, basically, because I focused a lot on my poetry. I focused a lot more on my creative side, but I also was hungry for love, hungry for attention, hungry for validation that, yes, now I loved myself and now I appreciated the girl in the mirror and now I could look at myself naked and now, you know, I've lost all this weight and all that, but I'm still human and I still was seeking the validation of another person. I was still seeking the validation of having a person by my side and feeling like the confidence of this person chose me. And it's silly, really, because that really brings you nothing. It's just an idea that we've been sold on, like having a partner somehow equals happiness, which it doesn't. It can bring you happiness, but it shouldn't be your only source of happiness. So just sort of being stuck with, yeah, I'm confident, yeah, I love myself, but I really like another human being, another person in my life, who I share life with to feel the same way about me. It's been a lot of growth in a lot of different aspects for me. Career-wise, you know, I left the radio station, and now going into 2019, there's so many things coming for Life Cope. There's so many other things coming for my poetry, so many things coming for just Nancy Perez, the creative side, the side that sharing my voice with the world, sharing my story with the world. That's what's happening for 2019 for Nancy. You know, I'm going to be involved in the Women's March here in Colorado Springs. Please, if you would like to be involved in any shape, way, or form, email me at nancy@nancyiperez.com. And I can get in touch with you about that. But yeah, man, I had to reflect over 2018. I had to accept that there was a lot of growth in so many different levels. But I have to let it go. I have to let go of this baggage. So 2019 can be the year of Nancy. And I know that sounds cliche as fuck. But so it can be the year of focusing on what really matters to me. And then if along the way I meet an incredible person, great. but I'm not rushing because I realize that when you rush things, you just pick someone that looks pretty. You don't pick someone that actually suits you. As I've learned in this last year, there's a lot of trials and tribulations with the idea of companionships. And there's also a lot of trials and tribulations with the idea of self and with the idea of self-worth and with the idea of even losing all this weight. You would think, like, aren't you happy now? Yes, I am happy. But there's still all of these unresolved things that I hadn't dealt with. So take time to deal with them. And my advice to you is to take out a pen and paper and do what I did. You don't have to be eloquent about your writing. You can simply put pen and paper and do a pros and cons list and do, like, this year, this went really good. This year, this went really bad. And let go of the shit that went really bad. Like literally let it go. Like, if you have to burn that piece of paper, burn it. Like, you never know what can be helpful to you if you have to scream what you have to let go of. If you have to punch a punching bag, a pillow, as you scream what you have to let go of. Let go of it. Feel the emotion. And then really, really, really clean the slate so you can start 2019 fresh, feeling amazing, and just feeling empowered to be you in every shape, way, or form. But we cannot have growth, real growth, and we cannot find true self if we don't let go of the baggage, especially the baggage of the most recent year that we've lived in. As the year comes to an end, there's a lot of positivity thrown in our face, but there's also a lot of positivity not being felt. I want you to feel it, just like I want to feel it. You know, I don't want to be stuck in this wallow, so I'm choosing to let go of the baggage of the year, and I hope that you will too. And hopefully this sparked something in you, and you will take out a pen and paper, and you will try your best to let go of the baggage. I really do hope so. If you feel inspired and you want to come share anything that you write, there is going to be an open mic at the Pikes Peak Downtown Library, if you live here in Colorado Springs, at 7 p.m. this Saturday, December 1st, and it's so appropriately themed, letting go. So come let go of the baggage, leave it all on the mic if you like to share, if you feel inspired to do so. I hope to see you there. I would love to see you there. Come say hi. You guys, you have no idea. I am plotting. I am meaning. There's so many things happening. I'm so excited for what's going to happen next year. There's going to be so many interviews. It's just going to be an amazing. I'm going to be in your ears, in your face. I hope that you don't get tired of me, but I'm so excited and I am so happy that I found this excitement, but I wouldn't have been able to find it if I wasn't able to dwell and heal and let go of the baggage that serves me no good. Again, guys, I thank you so much for joining us and tuning in. You can find me on social media, NancyPants1989 on Instagram, nancyiperez.com. For my website, you can find links to everything there. For our podcast, you can find us our website, lifecopeapp.com, or social media, lifecopellc. As always, hope you're happy, you're healthy, and well. I'll catch you next week. See ya.